You are listening to The Cool Omona Show, Season 1, Episode 2.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Cool Omona Show, a weekly podcast where I, Cool Omona Meyer, will talk about things that you probably don't want to hear. So sit back, relax, and listen. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to the Cool Omona Show. This is episode 2. Kicking back here at the Austin Chase Coffee here in beautiful Graham, Puyallup, Washington. Well, South Hill, basically. It is friggin' cold. It was 15 degrees this morning. We had a little bit of snow, like an inch on the ground. And like I said, it was cold. It's probably right around 30 degrees right now, so I'm kind of freezing my balls off sitting here in my car at the Austin Chase parking lot, sipping on some nice warm coffee. All right, so basically I want to introduce myself a little bit. My name is Cool Omona Meyer. Didn't quite do that in the last episode too much. Who am I, and what is a Cool Omona anyways? Cool Omona is a Hawaiian name. It means Solomon, you know, wisest man to have ever lived. You know, it's kind of a hard thing to live up to, but somehow I manage. 33 years old. I've lived here in Washington State for all my life. Did a short stint in Southern California for about a year and a half. But for the most part, lived up here in Washington, born and raised in Seattle, moved to Maple Valley, and pretty much been living on South Hill, Clay Elum, you know, the greater Washington, Western Washington area, small part of Eastern Washington. What do I have in store for you this week? Not a whole lot. Just been playing around with Audition, remixing episode 1, and re-uploaded that because it sounded horrible. You know, I'm just sitting here with my laptop, and my equipment that I have is a little headset that I paid like $20 for. I mean, it's not the greatest equipment in the world, and so listening to the audio, doesn't give me the greatest sense of what is, you know, what I'm producing. So when I listened to it on my MP3 player, like, wow, that sounds really, really bad. So I decided to remix episode 1. This week I'm going to do a little bit of different stuff. I'm going to experiment with a segment I want to call The Word of the Week. I've been listening quite a bit to the Word Nerds podcast. That's The Word Nerds. I believe they're at www.thewordnerds.com. I'm not 100% on that right now, but I will put a link in the show notes to it so you guys can check that out. They're a pretty good podcast. A few school teachers they put together, and they just talk about all different forms of speak, you know, like different types of words that we use and why we use them. And it's pretty interesting. It's not a funny show, but, you know, it's still worth listening to if you like education and learning about things, which I do. It's time for the Word of the Week. So this Word of the Week is something they were talking about. They were talking about misuses of words. They were talking about hyperbole and how we tend to misuse words. And this particular word is misused quite a bit. The word is terrific. And when somebody says something, you're doing a terrific job, or that's terrific, you know, normally in our culture, that means a good thing. You know, dictionary.com, you know, their first definition for it is extraordinarily great or intense, like terrific speed, you know. Terrific job. You did that. Was wonderful. Their second definition is extremely good or wonderful, like a terrific vacation. Well, if you go to Etym Online, which is www.etymonline, Etym Online, you can look up the word origins of words. And apparently, terrific first appeared in print in 1667. And it means frightening, which is not how people normally use that word. You know, it's from the Latin terrificus, which means causing terror or fear, fill with fear, you know, it means terrible. It's very similar to the word like horrible, you know, horror, instilling horror, causing horror. Well, terrible is supposed to be frightening. I thought that was interesting how, you know, we use a word one way, but in reality, the original meaning is like the opposite. So if a child is doing a terrific thing, that means he's doing a terrible thing or causing terror. I guess in that sense, terrorists would be terrific. But that doesn't seem right to call a terrorist terrific. Interesting stuff. So that's my word of the week. As always, as you know, this podcast is designed for me just to get more familiar with doing podcasts and talking and whatnot. And so this podcast, the Colamona Show podcast, is very, very rough. It's not refined. It's not, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to be perfect, but I'm just experimenting. So please keep that in mind. And feel free to contact me at colamona.com. Leave a comment on the webpage. There's a podcast menu up there. You go ahead and click on that, and you'll see the podcast, which at this point right now is the Cola Mona Show. And upcoming, I will have the Cola and Mona Show, but that's in the future. And that's what this podcast is all about, is me learning, familiarizing myself with the tools and so forth, so that I can actually put together a good, I wouldn't say professional, but at least a decent podcast in the future. Speaking of terrifying, I was I had this idea. You know how sometimes people will take politicians, their speeches, and they'll cut them up and they'll make, you know, funny sayings. Like they'll make, you know, Barack Obama say something funny or George Bush say something funny based upon the speeches that they said. I thought that'd be kind of interesting to do that with music and like a poem. So I came up with this idea that I came up with, had. It's called, I don't have a name for it, but I took Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, you know, Once Upon a Midnight Dreary, As I Pondered Weak and Weary, which I'll also be putting the lyrics of that up on the website as well. So if you want to read it, it's a fantastic poem. But anyways, I took Edgar Allan Poe's poem of The Raven, and then I did a little bit of Google searching for songs that contained lyrical phrases of it. And I came up with this, and it's pretty interesting. I suggest that you actually go to the website now, and if at all possible, and read the words as you listen to this, because it makes it a whole lot easier to understand. But check this out.
Over many a quaint forgotten lore. Napping. Him tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. His visitor, I murdered the demon and nothing more.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. You know, that something I just, you know, came up with on the fly. But don't really have a whole lot to say about on this particular episode, other than, yeah, the weather is freaking cold. I fixed my pump house; it was leaking. That's not fascinating. Nobody gives a shit about that. Yeah, I guess that's all I got for this show. So go ahead and you know, check out my other websites, opentutorial.com, and whatever, you know, just send me an email. You can get a hold of me at colamona at colamona.com. It's pretty easy if you know how to spell my name. K-O-L-O-M-O-N-A, colamona.com. And send me an email or write a comment on the website. And just, you know, let me know what you're thinking. Positive or negative is fine. I probably won't respond to too many of the negative ones, but, you know, whatever. I'll probably just glaze over them real fast. But if you do have a negative comment and it is, you know, a legitimate thing and you want to help me improve, by all means, let me know if you have, you know, like, that show really sucked last time. If you did this differently, it would be better. I would totally appreciate those type of things, as long as you have legitimate things to help me with. All right, well, that's it for this show. I will talk to you another time. And that has been the Colamona Show. Thank you very much. Have a great day.